CMPD says it's regrettable that an officer turned away a victim trying to file a complaint at its headquarters in Uptown Charlotte. After the woman, who believes she was drugged at a bar, posted online about the police response, the department followed up and took a report. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
31-year-old Leah McGurk says in a YouTube video that on May 12th, she was drugged at Rooftop 210, a bar in the Epicenter complex. Nearly 2 weeks later, she says,
I tried to file a police report in downtown Charlotte, but the officer refused to let me file, stating that I would need to return to the scene of the crime and call 911 from there.
McGurk goes on to say she contacted the bar, but didn't receive assistance. She said something has to change because the response she received was unacceptable. Lieutenant Melanie Peacock said when she heard about the video, she sent a detective to follow up with the victim.
We reached out to her because we value helping victims in any way that we can and try to determine what occurred and what we can do for them. A report has been filed and is being investigated both by sexual assault as well as our alcohol beverage control division.
Peacock also said it isn't true that victims need to return to the scene of the crime to file a report and revealed that the officer this victim talked to is being investigated. There has been one reported rape and three other sex offenses at the same address, which includes a number of other establishments. In two of these incidents, police say the victims mentioned possibly being drugged. Peacock says she doesn't have any reason to think the incidents are connected at this point. The bar hasn't responded to requests for comment. Peacock says she doesn't believe other officers are turning away people from filing reports and that this instance is unusual. But CMPD spokesperson Rob Tofano says it has caused the department to reflect.
She's given us an opportunity to really look inward and find out if we're doing everything we need to do as an organization to deliver the best victim service, customer service that we could. And at the end of the day, that's what we strive for.
McGurk's police report was filed Thursday and is being investigated. She didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.